96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
The word on the street is that I'm the word on the street. In Potomac, it's not about who you know. It's who you are, and I'm everything.
I'm a ball and gala girl. It's my legacy and my calling.
I don't have a cookie-cutter life, and I'm not apologizing for it.
If I don't know who you are, then you are not worth knowing.
Throw this spring chicken into the Cougar's Den and let the games begin.
Yeah, that's the spring chicken right there. She's in studio with her husband. It's only been on for a few episodes, but already the Real Housewives of Potomac is the latest guilty pleasure reality show hit. What makes it so juicy, so irresistible, and what's going to happen next? We have in studio tonight cast members Ashley and Michael Darby, husband and wife. So get out a mop and a bucket, because we are spilling tea tonight, Potomac style. Lines are open. Give us a call right now at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. And you're certainly welcome to hit me up on Facebook at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher or follow me on Twitter at Daily Drum, WHUR. Ashley, Michael, thank you both for coming, and I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us, Harold.
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay,
yeah.
Man, you're looking forward to it, let me tell you. Okay, so, you know, I got to get to this first. Even before I ask my first question, we have got to go in with this piece right here, Ashley.
Where's the booty popping music?
I'm not from a wealthy area like Potomac. I am going to go the extra mile to make these women like me.
Are you helping me?
She's thottish.
I was mad.
Were you?
I was really, really upset. Thottish?
I know.
You?
I know.
Graceful?
Just because I like to dance a little bit and shake my groove thing, I was a thought.
Groove
apparently.
Thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's a very 80s thing right there.
Yeah.
You know.
All about it.
There you go. How did you feel when Giselle called you thottish?
It was a huge insult because I take pride in myself as a woman and as the fact that I'm a very happily married woman, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so thought stands for that hoe over there.
Right.
Implying that I'm a hoe just because I like to dance.
That's right. But that was a bit of a bump and grind, humpy kind of. You had a few, right?
I did, actually.
Yeah, you did have a few. How did you get picked for this show?
I was Miss DC 2011,
mm-hmm.
and so I have some connections in the community, and I do a lot of philanthropic work. And I also married a pretty prominent real estate developer, Michael Darby, the Aussie might he. And we're opening a restaurant. So all of those things together, just I think I am a perfect candidate. I'm young. I'm 27 years old. I'm starting my first business. I'm married to a man who's 29 years my senior.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just like a reality show
and
myself.
A half, we'll talk about it. 28 and a half.
My bad.
Oh, boy. I got 28 and a half years old. I got to get into that also. But please, go ahead. Continue.
Oh, yeah. So it was a natural fit. Plus, I really do admire the Potomac area. I'm from Sandy Spring. My grandfather used to take me to Potomac when he had his landscaping company, and I would sit in the car where these big mansions with rolling hills, and I would just sit and think, one day I want to live here.
Mm-hmm. I have to admit, you know, when I was, you know, kind of watching the show and kind of going along, Michael, if I may, your wife is a sweetie pie.
She's a sweetie pie.
You really are a sweetie pie. I would say that you are not the typical real housewife of anything.
Harold, really? You don't think that my claws can come out?
I haven't seen any claws. All I've seen is a bathing suit so far.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you're a sweetie pie. I think you're down to earth. I just think you're really, really wonderful. Although, does that mean that you have some claws that are about to come out?
I'm going to stick up for myself. It is a cougar den, after all,
mm-hmm.
so I need to make sure that I can defend myself.
Oh, old lions in there, too, I would imagine. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking to Ashley Darby and her husband, Michael, about the Real Housewives of Potomac. If you have a question or a comment, please give us a call. She's going to answer everything. Be kind, be courteous. Michael, how did you meet Ashley? Because, like she said, you're 28.7 years older than she is. How can you meet someone who is, you know, so young, a black woman? You are, you're Australian?
I'm white, yes. Yeah. I'm Australian, yes.
You're Australian. So, you know, dirty old man, a lot of folks would think that comes to mind.
They can think whatever they want. I don't really care. But this was a matter of meeting someone and truly falling in love with who she is. You said she's a sweetheart. She is. She's the nicest person I've ever met, and I've told people that over and over again.
Oh,
she doesn't have a mean bone in her body, so when she does defend herself on TV, it's not easy for her to do. She has to push herself to defend herself, but she always will. But it really was a matter of falling in love with this beautiful young woman who had this very mature sense of understanding of life and where she wanted to go, and I just bonded with her, and I'm young at heart too, so it kind of met together in the middle. So maybe the average age here is closer to 37 and a half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and I've been sitting here watching you two, and you two are very much like newlyweds because it's only been what,
2 years?
Less than two.
But
yeah,
we had a rocky start. I mean, we've been together for about 5 years now, and we almost didn't end up together.
How's that possible?
Michael just, he had to get off that pot, you know. He wasn't making it happen, so I had to break up with him for a little while for him to collect his thoughts, and then
thoughts,
bring it together.
Thoughts, not thoughts.
Yeah. With a U in there.
So Michael, what happened? I mean, did you have to go crawling back or what?
Yeah, she, women are very persuasive in a lot of ways. I knew I had something really good, but I think sometimes it takes the thought of losing it to know how good it is. And I'm glad she did it, to tell you the truth, because I'm not the kind of guy that wants to spend every night going out with different women. I want to be with one woman, and this woman is a great, fun person to be with, and I truly love her. So it's a really nice thing to spend this time with. So thanks for booting me out first before I had to come back and get on my knees to ask you to marry me.
Thank you, darling.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, talking about the Real Housewives of Potomac. Okay, so Ashley, Potomac, you know, for anyone who is from D.C., I mean, this is, you know, for a lot of people, it's the Emerald City, okay? And it is not known to be a place that has a lot of African Americans in it. How real is this reality? I mean, I just don't see this group of women as beautiful and as demonstrative and vivacious as they are. Are they really representative of what Potomac is about?
You're right when you say there is a very small African American population in Potomac. So it is real life, though. Especially our interactions and who we are as women and some of the issues that we have and some of the quarrels, you know, over crab feasts or what have you, are real. Those things actually happen. And we're really not trying to represent Potomac. We're just trying to represent us, you know? I mean, yes, we live in Potomac and that just, well, some of us live in Potomac or have known of or live near Potomac, but that's really
What's the difference? Is it like Potomac versus Wheaton or what?
No.
You said some live in Potomac and some live
near. Oh, because I don't live in Potomac right now.
Oh.
I live in Arlington, Virginia.
Okay, so how is that? Okay, now the truth is starting to come out.
Oh, no,
right?
I've been very forthcoming from the beginning, from 100. I keep saying 100. Just because of where I grew up. I grew up in Sandy Spring, very close to Potomac. I've known about Potomac. And I do want to get into this social circle. The wallets are very big in Potomac.
So. Which, spend time there,
which brings me to this next point. And I want to ask you about this. This is a conversation that you had with Karen. And I want you to talk about this.
In Potomac, the women especially, you know, we've earned our position. So it's respect that gets you into the circle. It's a hard circle to get into, but I like you, and so you have an introductory.
I think I can learn a great deal from Karen. She's very involved in her community. I mean, I aspire to that. Like, that's me in 20, 30 years.
In Potomac,
yeah,
the women especially.
Yeah, exactly. That was a little bit of shade right there. That was a double
shade. You call it shade. I just call it fact.
Yeah, 20 or 30 years. Okay, so what's you? So, you know, Karen, if I may, seems to be developing into a bit of a villain, so to speak.
Really?
I mean, that's what I see. And, you know, all of these stories have heroes and villains, beginnings, middles, and ends, and the whole bit. And you know, she has claws.
Karen is a very opinionated and headstrong woman.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's one of the greatest qualities about her. And the thing about being on television is that you get to see everyone's personality, all of our sides. We're not going to be all lollipops and gumdrops all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes if you want to pop off a little bit, you do. And and it may not be something you're proud of, but it happens.
Oh, boy. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let me go to Veronica calling from Baltimore. Hey, Veronica, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Veronica, are you there? Do we have Veronica up? Oh, there she is, Veronica. Okay, well, I'll ask you, because that was going to be one of my questions. This is one of the things that did happen. Veronica, call me back if you want. The Googling.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that was your first faux pas.
Yeah, Googlegate.
Yeah, what you know.
Come on.
Why did you Google these ladies that you are in on the show supposed to be friends with, getting to know? Why Google them? Why not just ask?
Okay, well, my initial reception wasn't the warmest, if everyone can remember.
That's right.
And I know that they have a legacy, a pedigree, and all that seems to be what all the women talk about. And I just wanted to know. I wanted to see who they were. And I am not the only person who does this, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Everyone, but you guys Googled us.
I know. You know, I got a little messy when I thought that Katie was my friend, and I guess I just totally misread that situation. But everybody does it, and I just so happen to talk about it.
Oh, man, but really, that was rude.
You say rude. I mean, I shouldn't have talked about it. That's the one thing. I don't regret doing it, but I just should have kept it to myself.
So did you Google Michael when you met him?
Of course I did.
Did you Google her, Michael?
There wasn't a lot to Google at the time, so I didn't. But look, I Google people all the time. Everyone does. And I guarantee you Karen Googled us. There's no question about that. She wanted to know who we were. Ask her someday. I bet you she said
she did.
Yeah,
honey, everybody Googles. Ashley just talked about it. Okay. That's all.
Well, let's see what Veronica has to say. Veronica, are you there?
Yes, I'm so sorry.
That's quite all right. You always got to pay those cell phone bills. What is on your mind?
Well, I did ask a question about the Googling. Mm-hmm. I just thought there was a little more to that, and especially since you had a conversation with Katie about the information. Because if it was really just about, I'm curious as to who these women are, you know, you probably just would have taken the information and, you know, internalized it. But no, she put it out there. So I'm not sure if her claws were really in or they were actually coming out.
No, there was really no malicious intent behind it. It was really just me talking to Katie, who I thought was pretty familiar with the women. She seems to have more of a long-standing relationship than I did. So I figured Katie's the one who's been the friendliest to me, the warmest to me. Let me just tell her what I read, what I discovered, and if she could maybe give some insight as to why Robin was being a little standoffish to me.
Because, okay.
Yeah, I just felt like there was something else with Robin. She seemed like she was just a little... like, I could see that she had some trust issues from the beginning.
With you?
Just period to newcomers, overall.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, I would like to say that I do like it that you actually embrace your, you're not ashamed of your humble beginnings. I do like that.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, Veronica, thank you so much. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, talking about the real Housewives of Potomac tonight with Ashley Darby and her husband, Michael. Okay, the thing that came out, Robin Dixon is married to former NBA star Juan Dixon. Mm-hmm. And the thing that came out is that they apparently are having some money problems. So when you find something like that, find something out like that that is so hyper-personal, how are you going to now approach Robin, if at all, about that?
Well, I did. Robin and I did talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I just have to be apologetic because I did make a mistake in talking about it. And now when I did talk to her, she confided that she had been done really wrong in the past. People had really hurt her, violated her, people who she thought were her friends.
Mm-hmm.
So it just made so much sense. And I was like, you know what? If Robin's going to be my friend, I'm going to have to work really hard to prove to her that I'm not out to hurt her.
Mm-hmm. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Michael, I want to ask you this. I'm going to go to a break in a little bit, and Nikki is on the phone. So, Nikki, please don't hang up. I promise I'm going to pick up your call as well. You know, as a husband, as a businessman, how do you feel about all of this publicity now? I know that you know, you found a new life, you found a new wife, you found, you know, perhaps, you know, that new energy. But is this the kind of energy you were hoping for?
So I was deep in the middle of the recession. Mm-hmm. I was with one of Lehman Brothers' biggest partners in Washington, D.C., around the country with real estate. And when the recession hit me and things changed significantly, I vowed after that I would never not have fun any day going forward. And after marrying this wonderful woman and her saying she wanted to do this show, I said, you know what? I'm going to treat it as having fun. I'm going to go out and have a great time and let the chips fall where they may. If people don't like me, they don't like me. I don't really care because I'm doing that and I'm having fun.
We both grabbed life by the horns.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure you keep those horns away from you. They can be pointed. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. If you are on the phone, please stay with us. Do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program, and I will be taking your calls. That includes Nikki from Sacramento, Roxanne from Silver Spring. We're going to be taking calls even after 7:30, so please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3. WHUR. We'll be back in just a moment.
The Howard University